And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're focusing on the city of Sonora this weekend, getting up to speed on city issues with City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga. City Administrator Rudikanga, on the topic of economic development, it's been over a year since the city voted to end the TCEDA, the Joint Powers Agreement, with the county. You know, what is kind of going on in that space right now?
Well, you know, with the COVID pandemic, economic development at this point has been kind of taken the back burner just because we've tried to do all we can to support the businesses that we have at the moment. And, you know, because of the reduction of capacity for our businesses, we've been just trying to ensure that reimbursement programs that the county has through their CARES Act funding are made available to our City of Sonora businesses. That's not to say that we're not thinking about it. We will be having, the City Council will be holding a priority goal-setting workshop coming up in January, and I know one of the main topics of that workshop is going to be how we are going to address economic development, and I know that's going to be more than likely a goal that the City Council is going to set for staff to start gearing up for a strategic plan and how we want our economic development to take shape within the City of Sonora. I will say the city does work very closely with Cole Pizzabella at the county level, and Cole is an employee of the county, and so he works with the jurisdiction of the county, but the city does have a great relationship with him, and especially when we're looking within this whole COVID mess and how it's relating to businesses, we have been working very closely with him in ensuring that our City of Sonora businesses are also being taken under account as far as CARES Act reimbursement and so forth. So yes, economic development is going to be playing a role. Hopefully, 2021, if we can get our COVID stuff under control, and the City Council will be setting the goal and the priority of how they want that economic development plan to take shape this coming January.
Yeah, we all hope so, definitely, that the economy turns around here in 2021. You know, in that workshop in January, there are going to be kind of a list of other things discussed as well?
Yeah, and the City Council will be setting what their goals and priorities are. Obviously, staff will have some recommendations, but, you know, we have a host of issues we can look to as we go forward into the next fiscal year, potentially the additional fiscal year. Economic development, of course, number one. Number two is, you know, housing and homelessness. You know, we're working with the county on that as well as part of the continuum of care and how the city can address, you know, the issues that we're facing and the housing shortages that we're facing here within the City of Sonora. So I know those priorities are going to be addressed as well. And it's going to be multifaceted in January. And again, the City Council will set those goals. And it'll probably be done through a multi-meeting because it'll be, you know, like a workshop. So it'll be done through a couple of meetings I'm gathering.
Also, I want to ask you, last week on Motherlode Views, we had the three supervisor-elects for Tuolumne County on the show. You know, what's your thoughts about having three new board members coming on, and are you optimistic there'll be a good working relationship between the city and county?
You know, the city always strives to have a good relationship with the county. It's imperative that the city have a good relationship with the county because so much of our funding and our priorities and our goals depend on that relationship. You know, homelessness and economic development are just two prime examples of how having a good relationship really hinders on how economic development and how we address homelessness together as both the city and the county going forward. So we are optimistic with two new county supervisors that our relationship will be good, will maintain a good relationship going forward. And we can work together on achieving, you know, joint goals between the county and the city and really kind of be steadfast together going forward into the next in the next year.
You know, with the COVID-19 pandemic, all the city council meetings have been over the Zoom platform recently. How has that been going when it comes to conducting city business?
You know, it has been challenging. You know, we want to make sure that we protect obviously staff's health, the city council's health, and the public's health. And so we have been conducting our meetings via Zoom. We did for a couple of months allow our city council to meet in person, obviously practicing 6 feet social distancing with masks. But now that we're back in the purple tier, we have definitely made the decision that we will go back to strictly Zoom, and our council will Zoom in from the comfort of their home or wherever they are to make sure that we are not having any type of congregation in City Hall. I will say that, you know, as staff and City Council, it's so much easier to have in-person meetings. You can really tell a lot by somebody's facial expressions or the way they interact with people face-to-face. But I will also say having Zoom meetings has allowed the city to have more public input. And we've noticed this all along, that we've seen the numbers of participation in our meetings grow. And so that's one aspect, because we always want to have public participation in our meetings. We always want to be extremely transparent in everything that we do. And so it's just enabled the public to participate in a different mannerism and a different mechanism. And we've been able to expand that public participation.
We've got about a minute and a half left on this weekend's Motherload Views. Anything else that is keeping you busy these days at City Hall?
You know, I will just reiterate that we are really hoping that the public can understand that even though it is hard to go back to be into a restrictive tier, we're doing all that we can to ensure that we're working with our public health partners, we're working with the county to get the information out to our businesses and residents as fast as we can. And please, please, please wear a mask, wash your hands, practice social distancing. This only helps our businesses to get back to work and to be able to be in a less restrictive tier. And we just wish everybody happy holidays.
Very good. We wish you happy holidays as well. And real quick, so for people, you mentioned City Hall is closed. Amenities, like if people want to go out and walk around, like Dragoon Gulch Trail or places like that, still open?
Excuse me. Yes, they are still open. But we ask people, please observe social distancing. Please observe that. And if you feel that you cannot observe social distancing, please make sure you take your mask and wear your mask.
Well, City Administrator Rudy Conga, we thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, BJ.
And that puts a wrap on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, getting an update on happenings with the city of Sonora. Programming note, we will be taking a one-week break with the Thanksgiving holiday coming up next week with Motherload Views. So there will be no show coming up on the 28th and the 29th. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Motherload Views will be back, though, December 5th and the 6th. We'll see you back then, and have a good weekend.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.